Thanks, everyone. So let's stand and begin our. Let's continue on our worship with what a mighty God is. But if you made a banana, that might look a bit odd. If you made cherries, you can have
Forgive us when we turn away from you.
Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death.
Rescue us from slavery to sin.
Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another.
On you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal.
Amen.
Did anyone, when you were making fruit, make a fig? Fig. Did anyone make a fig? Someone made, there's a fruit, but we didn't make it. It's quite a delicious fruit. We've made some cherries. Very nice. Now, there's a story from the Bible Jesus told about a fig tree, but there was a problem with the fig tree. Listen to this story that Jesus told. It's a parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went out to look for figs, but he did not find any. So he said to the man who looked after the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming here looking for fruit on this fig tree and I haven't found it. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," said the man, "leave it alone for one more year and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Okay, so that's a story from the Bible that Jesus told about fruit. And it reminds me of something that I really need to do. I've brought with me today my bucket. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Aaron. But never mind, it will still work, because what I'm going to do with my bucket is go out into the garden, and I've got some clippers here, and I'm going to trim off the trees and pull up the weeds and put them in my bucket and throw them onto the rubbish. So you'll just have to manage for yourselves in here for a while, because I'm going out to do some gardening. Gloves to protect me. I've got my clippers and my bucket with a hole in it. Now
and you grow and you get fertilized.
Uh-huh. So all these people here in the church help fertilize me. Is that what you're saying? Well, I hope I can be fertilizing for them too. Clayton, you're waving your arms as well. What do you think I need as well?
Well, I think you forgot something you need to go to the path. You've got to work with the water.
Oh, I have to water it.
You do? And that reminds me that Jesus is a living water and that we have to water our faith and we have to continue to the water of being close to Him.
Wow. Because I said I was going out into the garden.
And now
I'm ready. So now I'll just have to put all these things down because there's so much. So I've got some watering can to water the garden after I have fertilized the garden. And I've got a big stick to dig out the weeds that are deep. And I've got my gardening gloves at my garden, and I've got my clippers and my bucket with the hole. So now
you need a bucket without a hole.
I need a bucket without a hole. I've got a watering can, you see, so that would be the thing that I can do with water. But all of those people who helped me with that demonstration were right, because there's special things that the Bible tells us about growing in God's garden. I'm going to take off these garden gloves because they're very hot. And the hat probably looks a bit silly, so I'll take that off too. But the Bible tells us all sorts of things about growing in God's garden, about how we can help each other to grow by being a fertilizer, how God himself helps us to dig out the deep weeds in our lives if we ask for his help, and how Jesus himself is the living water, and he will grow us. So I might water you, will I? Water Tom and see if you'll grow. Good. I'm glad you didn't strip me and put water in that. Water you. Water bubbles. Love for the plants. I must love the plants. I must love the plants to be wanting to do that. Okay. So, that's how we need to grow. Okay, that's talks about the sort of fruit that we might be able to bear. So to God. The sort of things that oh, that's raining in my life. I'm not a good guy, I wouldn't have been in my hat, I'd have been in an umbrella. But the garden's getting watered, so that's good. The next song is going to be one that the kids know really well, and they requested me to be able to put this one in, and it just so happens it fits really well. So let's stand up together and sing about the fruits of the Spirit. Thank you. boys, when the shoot gets up to be about that big, plant the whole thing in the garden. So you don't have to pull out the little seedling and plant it in the garden. You've got your own little genuine plant pot. Now, here's the thing. With the sunflowers, which is what these are, I hope they grow. With the sunflowers, when you see a sunflower flower come out, the sunflower flower follows the sun. So it looks at the sun all the time. Now, hopefully, when you see that sunflower, or even when you see that shoot coming up, it can remind you that if we look to Jesus, who is the Son of God, not the S-U, but the S-O-N of God, that you, if you look to Jesus, you will keep growing, and the fruits of the Spirit can be found in you. Now, I've got two questions. They're a bit hard. So I hope you've got in your bag, you should have two little flowers. Paper flowers. See if you can find them. Flowers with discs, circle things. You got them in your bag. Tom, have you looked in your bag? Hey, have you looked in your bag? You've got two little flower papers. Let's put the seed and the pellet back in your bag. You don't need that now. That's a homework. Come to church and you get homework. Oh dear. Okay, so you'll need the pen. And you'll need the discs. On one disc, I want to know what sort of a fruit salad we've got in this church. Okay. So what sort of a fruit, not a cherry or a lemon, sorry, or a strawberry or a blueberry, although they're very delicious. What sort of fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, do you think that you've got in you? So if you think you've got joy and love, you put them on one of your discs, and that's your disc. Now here's the hard part. Here's the hard part. Look around you in the church and see if you can see fruit of the Spirit in anyone else. And if you think that you see joy in somebody, write joy on it and go over and give it to them. Because that is a way of encouraging each other on our journey with God. Encouraging each other is important as fertilizing to the plants. Okay, so let's go. Yes, Andrew's kindly put those up. He's kind of someone else, and then I want you to give it to them. The easy one. Yeah. How about peace? Any peaceful people there? How about patience? Any patient people? Keep your hands up if you've already had them. Put your hands up if you've already had them. How about kindness? Are there any kind people in the church? You, that's good. Any good people in the church? Hand up if goodness is something that you've got. What about faithfulness? Anyone's faithfulness? How about gentleness? Keep your hands up if you've had them up.
Thank you for your patient love, which you have always
try to remain faithful to the things Jesus taught us. Faithful God, in your mercy, hear our prayers and help us to grow to be like you.
Faithful God, you care for everyone of your children. We pray for those people who are sick or in pain. Ask you to comfort them and heal them. Bless those who gently care for them in hospital or in home. Gentle God, in your mercy,
hear our prayers and help us to pray.
Loving God, you made everything. Help us to give you control of our lives so that we can live under your rules and become the people you know we can be. We sometimes try to control things ourselves and forget to ask you for help and guidance. Please remind us to exercise self-control so that you can be in total control of us. God, who controls the whole world, in your mercy,
hear our prayers and help us try to be like you.
Taught us. Our Father,
in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, gracious God, for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, "This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me." Fill us with your Spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread. Amen. This morning, Kate and Lara are going to be our prayer ministers, and they'll be available to pray with you in the corner there if you have a prayer need during our communion time. Open our arms to receive from